This isn't my fault, Tim. My hands tighten on the steering wheel, taking the worst of my aggression out on the leather. I stow the rest of the heat simmering beneath the surface. I don't have many options left, and none of my standard problem-solving techniques have stopped my husband from being a jerk these past 2 weeks. Why give up your lost cause now? A sarcastic voice asks. The light on the side of the road flips to red, and I press the brake. Tim makes a noise of displeasure, and I'm unsure if it's because of my driving or the conversation. A mechanical arm drops across the road, keeping us out of the railroad crossing while the flashing yellow lights warn a train is approaching. The first car hasn't passed yet, but I can tell from the sound that it's one of the long freight trains overflowing with construction materials and tanks of liquid rather than a passenger train. We're going to sit here for a while.